This is Lap Dance, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Lalejandra and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Spencer Smith, Brendan Urie, with additional tags for Requited Love, Crush, Best Friends, Lap Dance, Misunderstanding, Happy Ending, Fluff. It's not a walk in the park to love each other, but when our fingers interlock, can't deny, you're worth it. 'Cause after all this time, I'm still into you. When Brendan brought out the chair and had Spencer sit in it, Spencer was expecting, like, a rendition of Happy Birthday. Not for Brendan to sing that New Kids on the Block Happy Birthday song. And that was it. Spencer was going to make sure Brendan spent less time with Gabe and Pete. And then give Spencer a lap dance. On stage. On stage. In front of people with camera phones. Spencer is pretty sure that YouTube and Twitter exploded with that shit before the show was even over. Spencer jokes about it and tries to be chill because he knows it was a joke. But he can't, okay? There are lines. There's a point where, where Brendan just needs to stop. He's straight and he's getting married. And even if those things weren't true, making fun of Spencer's crush on him is not funny. It actually makes Spencer feel incredibly shitty. And if Brendan could be a little fucking bit more thoughtful, especially on Spencer's fucking birthday, okay? Which is a sensitive time anyway. Because Ryan. And Spencer doesn't want to talk about it, thanks. That would be great. And Spencer's not a dick. Like, he's not really angry, and he knows this is just Brendan being Brendan. And to be honest, he sees more than a little of Ian, Dallin, and Zach egging him on there. Brendan probably didn't even think about how shitty it would make Spencer feel. Of course, Brendan has the luxury of pretending Spencer isn't in love with him. Spencer doesn't get to do that. Once they're all settled into the hotel, Spencer slips out of the room he's sharing with Ian and knocks on Brendan and Dallin's door. Brendan lets him in, all shower-flushed and happy. A quick glance around tells Spencer that Dallin's in the bathroom, which is perfect because Spencer definitely doesn't want an audience for this. He leans on the wall near the door. A quick exit will probably be necessary. And takes a deep breath. He ignores the fluttering in his stomach, telling him this is a bad idea, and just goes for it. He says, "Listen, I know you were just being funny, making a joke, but I need you to... It was funny last tour with the singing and the fan service and the jokes, but when you put me on the spot like that... Brendan, it's not fair. It hurts. And I need you to not do it again." Brendan tilts his head a little. What? It was barely even a lap dance, dude. I didn't even, like, grind on you or anything, so... Spencer digs a fist into his stomach. Right. I know you don't, because you are not in love with me. So if I did something like that to you, it would just be funny. But I am in love with you, and you know that. I told you that. So when you do that shit to me, it's not funny, and it's not cool. It just makes me feel like you don't... Ugh. Spencer digs the heel of his palm into his eye. Because, wow. Wow, this actually feels even shittier than he had expected. But he knows that if he doesn't get this out, Brendan will take it as tacit permission to keep going, keep upping the stage gay just like last tour. But last tour almost killed Spencer with how awful it made him feel, and he can't do it again. And if he and Brendan are going to be a band and be best friends, Spencer has to be able to be honest and then have his feelings respected. That, he is pretty sure, is actually the super adult thing to do. So he's going to finish. But when he looks up at Brendan, his mouth is open and he looks stunned. Totally fucking stunned. Like someone just turned his whole world upside down. What? Spencer snaps irritably. What the fuck is wrong with you? Brendan shakes his head a little. I didn't... Spencer, you never said. He says softly. I didn't know. Spencer stops leaning against the wall and stands up straight because of all the really shitty fucking responses Brendan, who is often a fucking dick, and Spencer usually likes him anyway, could have had. This is one Spencer had not expected at all. Fuck you, Spencer gets out. His throat is thick and sore, like he was swallowing glass, or like he smoked two whole packs of cloves. Fuck you, Brendan. I fucking told you years ago, I told you. Do you think that shit just goes away? Brendan is opening and closing his mouth, but Spencer can't. He can't stick around for this because, fuck, it hurts so fucking much. Spencer can't breathe or think or talk, and he can barely get the door of Brendan's hotel room open to run the fuck away. When he gets back to the room he's sharing with Ian, he says shortly, I'm not here. And locks himself in the bathroom with his Kindle and his phone. And while he streams old episodes of Mythbusters on Netflix, he reads the trashiest adventure novel he can find on Amazon and pretends he's not getting texts, that he can't hear Brendan and Ian through the door. Ian, because he's a good boy, is insistent that Spencer's not here. Brendan, because he's a dick, keeps trying to get into the bathroom. Whatever. Spencer watches the Mythbusters blow shit up and pretends like he doesn't feel like he's dying or some fucking melodramatic shit. Eventually, he crawls out and goes to bed. And even though Ian keeps darting concerned looks at him that he probably thinks Spencer doesn't notice, Spencer just curls up on his bed and goes to sleep to a soundtrack of Mythbusters, shooting giant guns at cars, or whatever the fuck. The next day, he ignores Brendan's red eyes, and Ian and Alan's concerned eyebrows, and Zack slaps to the back of his head. He stays in his bunk all day, with the blankets over his head. When they get to the venue, Spencer doesn't bother getting out or trying to make sure he gets the best sandwich. Just stays in his bunk until it's time for soundcheck. He's trying... he's trying to figure out what the fuck Brendan could have been thinking. Why he would think... Spencer told him, okay? He told him when Ryan and John left. He had said, really specifically, I'm not expecting anything from you, but if we're going to do this just us... You should know that I love you, and I... And Brendan had said, fuck Spence, and hugged him. And Spencer had fucking appreciated that. He'd appreciated that Brendan had just accepted it and moved on, hadn't let it make things weird, hadn't let it affect their band. Spencer had appreciated that Brendan hadn't been a dick about it. Except... Apparently, Brendan hadn't even, realized what had happened. The fuck. He is really fucking emotionally stupid, which Spencer had known in some ways, sure, but has never seen manifest in this kind of way before. Usually, Brendan is hyper-aware of people who are into him. This is... Everything is fucking backwards. And Spencer is miserable, so he can't even work up the energy to feel too badly for Brendan, because he is busy feeling badly for himself. Then he gets a text from Ryan. It says, "You must have really fucked Brendan up if he's coming to me for advice, dude." Spencer doesn't even text back, just calls and says, "Talk to me for half an hour." Even though Ryan is an asshole and a jerk, he's still Spencer's brother. So he talks to Spencer about his new music and directing music videos for the Black Cards and what it's like to get his balls pierced. And by the time Spencer has to go into the venue for soundcheck, he feels a lot better. Soundcheck fucking sucks, though. Brendan is off, Ian and Dallin are off, Spencer can't keep the beat. After, Spencer stomps off stage and hits up his drum tech to arrange for a click track for the show. Yeah, it sucks. But Spencer isn't the kind of dick who lets his pride or personal issues get in the way of giving people the show they came to see. And if he needs a fucking click track to stay with the beat tonight, then he needs a fucking click track. When he's done, he hits up the green room because, okay, yeah, he's hungry. And does, in fact, usually really like the crappy catering sandwiches venues tend to have. It's always the same dry white bread and too sweet mayo and choice of chicken salad or tuna salad. Although, there's a venue in St. Louis that always orders them barbecue, which rules. He nearly swallows the first half of the sandwich whole and has shoved half of the second half into his mouth when Brendan grabs his arm and frog marches him out of the green room. "Dude," says Spencer. "Shut up," says Brendan tightly. And his eyes are super red, actually, and swollen. So Spencer shuts up. They get to a hallway where Brendan opens a door with a key. And Spencer assumes Zach's magic, just as Brendan looks at him and says, "Zach." And then they're in an office with a huge desk, two sofas, and a giant wet bar. Brendan shoves him at one of the sofas, locks the door, and runs his hands through his hair. Something Spencer knows he's trying to stop, since Ryan, in a fit of total dickishness, sent him, like, 16 links about how it contributes to a receding hairline. Spencer sits quietly, eating his sandwich. He doesn't feel as calm as he's sure he looks. In fact, he feels nauseated and kind of empty. Not drained or exhausted, just hollow. He's pretty sure that Brendan isn't going to break up the band over this, but what if he does? Spencer is freaking out a little, definitely. But then Brendan says, finally, "So when you told me you love me, like, 3 years ago, you meant you're in love with me, right?" He doesn't wait for Spencer to answer, just keeps talking. "And you were never going to say anything, never going to do anything, right?" Spencer opens his mouth, but Brendan keeps going. You were just going to let me marry Sarah and have this whole life that you weren't going to be a part of? And you thought, yeah." Brendan stops, runs his hands through his hair. "You thought I was going to let you, that I was this guy who'd just pretend. You thought I was the guy who'd just pretend, who'd let you be in love with me, and I don't even know what the fuck, Spencer. You think I am that guy?" He puts his hands on his hips and raises his eyebrows. It's Spencer's turn. "What were you supposed to do?" Spencer turns the hand that isn't holding the sandwich palm up and shrugs. "You aren't in love with me, dude, and that's totally okay. That's how it works sometimes, but you are so fucking stupid," Brendan says fiercely. You are the dumbest fucking asshole." He takes the sandwich and tosses it to the side, and then slings a leg over Spencer. And Spencer has a moment of hilarious deja vu, because this is how the lap dance started too, with Brendan sliding onto Spencer's lap, his strong legs holding him up over Spencer's dick, his hands on Spencer's shoulders. "Dude," Spencer says uncertainly. And then Brendan's mouth is on his and wow. All Spencer can think is wow. But this is a totally different wow from last night's wow, because Brendan's mouth does not write checks that it can't deliver. And it's everything Spencer's ever tried really hard not to jerk off to. And more. It's soft and plump and catches perfectly between Spencer's teeth. It's perfect for sucking on and licking. And Brendan's painfully straight teeth scrape over Spencer's mouth, and his tongue tastes like Red Bull. And Spencer's hands slide over his thighs, over his ass. Oh, God, his ass. Spencer tucks one of his hands into Brendan's back pocket and lets the other grip Brendan's thigh, digging fingernails into denim. He pulls Brendan down as he grinds up and their dicks touch their fabric, and Spencer cannot get enough. Never wants to stop, but he wrenches his head away from Brendan's and lets it drop back onto the couch. "What the fuck?" he says. He wants to let go of Brendan, but finds that he just can't. Instead, he pulls him tighter. "I have been in love with you," says Brendan shakily. "From the day we met. Well, it wasn't love then, just a crush, but I thought you were straight, Spence. I don't know, I didn't think. Why didn't you actually tell me?" Spencer doesn't know what to say. This is not what he was expecting. "Why didn't you tell me?" he counters. Brendan drops his head to Spencer's shoulder and laughs a little. A small, unhappy sound. "Because I'm Brendan Urie, dude, and you knew me before we were rock stars." Spencer tugs a little on Brendan's hair until he's looking Spencer in the face. "I liked you before we were rock stars," Spencer tells him softly, and kisses him as gently as he can, just brushing their mouths together. "Fuck," says Brendan. "Fuck." Spencer pulls back again. "Everything okay?" he asks. "Yeah," says Brendan. You should know I broke up with Sarah last night. I called her to talk about this, and she... Well, I guess she broke up with me." Brendan looks sheepish. "I'm all yours if you really want me." Spencer's first reaction is, "Yes! Yes! What the fuck? Of course he really wants Brendan! But, no, this is a little weird, and maybe we could date for a while," he suggests. "I wouldn't want to stand up as, like, a rebound accidentally, or for us to get halfway through sex and realize we're not compatible or something. I mean, I really did think you were straight. Have you ever even..." Spencer doesn't know how to finish that sentence. Well, he knows, but he doesn't want to, because no matter how he ends it, he doesn't want to hear about the dudes Brendan was fucking when he should have been fucking Spencer. Brendan sucks his lower lip into his mouth. Spencer has to lick his upper lip, has to suck on it, has to dig his fingers into Brendan's ass and pull on his hair. "I want you," Brendan says into Spencer's mouth. "I want you to fuck me, to get your dick inside me. I don't want condoms in the way. I want you to come in me. I want to rim you until you're crying. I want to blow you all the time, and I want to fuck your face. How does that sound?" "Good," Spencer assures him breathlessly. But I'm serious. Dates. Then he grinds up into Brendan again and again until they're both moaning. And they don't stop until Zach is pounding on the door, yelling about getting on stage. Epilogue. Next year, Spencer gets a lap dance for his birthday again. But this time it's a naked one, and it is definitely not on stage. Brendan still sings the happy birthday to you to him, though, because Spencer never did manage to get him to quit hanging out with Gabe. The end.